Now, of course, it's NAIDOC week. We've been talking about a lot of what's going on with it all this week. And there's some incredible events for people who are curious about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and traditions. And one event is being held by Professor Ray Norris. He's an astrophysicist with the CSIRO and also teaches at Western Sydney University. He's going to be talking about the living traditions of Aboriginal astronomy and navigation. Professor, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, it is interesting to me that you describe this as a living tradition. Is it genuinely living?
Absolutely, yeah. So in a couple of different ways. So first of all, there's many Aboriginal groups around the country whose culture is very much intact. I mean, of course, around Sydney, the cultures were really badly damaged when the British arrived. Mm. But in other parts of Australia, people are still doing all their traditional ceremonies. They're doing initiations, the old guys know all the stories, and so on. So it's very much living in that sense. But there's another very important sense, which is things like all our road system. When people laid out these roads, they'd often ask for Aboriginal guides. And the Aboriginal guides would take them along traditional Aboriginal navigation routes, which are things called song lines. They're defined by songs. It's all buried back in the Dreamtime, how these songs arise. And so our road system actually follows a whole network of Aboriginal song lines. And so it's very much alive in that sense. Another example is that, you know, Australia, they say, you know, got its prosperity on the back of a sheep. But those sheep had this fantastic land to live on. When the first explorers came into inland Australia, they found these, what they described as things like meadows and parks. It wasn't overgrown bush. And they said, wow, that's interesting. I wonder why it's like that. And now we know why it's like that. It's because the Aboriginal people had been tending that land and looking after it for 50,000 years and building up all the goodness in the soil, which we've now taken 200 years to wipe out, of course. But yeah, so we owe a lot to the Aboriginal history of this country.
Look, I know Indigenous people have been described as some of the world's first astronomers. It sounds like they had a very, very detailed understanding of the sky.
Yeah, that's right. It's really interesting. I mean, it varies from group to group. Some groups are more into it than others. But some groups, they have this astounding knowledge of the sky. I mean, even now, next week, actually, I'm going to be doing some filming with a waterman elder, Billy Yidam Dumdahani, up in the Northern Territory. And he can still name almost all the stars in the sky,
wow.
But just from memory. You know, they're not written down at all. I mean, I'm a professional astronomer. I can name, I don't know, 20 stars or something. Most amateur astronomers can do better than that. But yeah, Bill can rattle off the names of 5,000 stars. And with each of those comes a story. I mean, he doesn't just know a name. The whole sky to him is alive. It's a reflection of what goes on the Earth. And all these stories about things the creator spirits did, which affect lives back on Earth. And, you know, they set the rules of how you live your life and so on. And that's all up there, reflected in the sky. And so elders like Bill know all this stuff. Last week, I was with another elder, Michael Anderson, in northern New South Wales, with the Ualai people, and he's telling us about the song lines which they used to navigate all through New South Wales and down into Victoria and up into Queensland. So there's a lot of knowledge around.
It sounds like an incredible mix of, you know, mythology around the sky, but that relating back to a very practical science of how to live on the land.
Absolutely, yeah. So what we would regard as mythology to them is real stories about how the world came into being. And it's, as you say, it's very practical information, and it's sort of embedded in these beautiful dreaming stories and songs.
Now, I know you said you were filming with an Aboriginal elder up in the Northern Territory. Are a few practitioners still around?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all across Australia. So mainly in the remote parts of Australia. And people still do initiations, passing this knowledge on to the younger people. I have to say, it's not. Maybe I'm painting too rosy a picture, because, of course, it tends to be the old guys with all this knowledge. And there are young people who come up who would in traditional times become the elders, but these kids quite reasonably want to go to uni and become IT consultants or something. You know? and so to learn all this traditional knowledge is an enormous amount of work. I mean, you know, it's a full-time job from you know, when you're a young kid up to middle age, people spend, you don't learn the names of all the stars in the sky by accident. You've actually got to, it's a hard slog. For years and years, you're going through learning all this stuff. And, of course, people have got other things to do. So it's hard. The next generation of elders aren't there, but the current generation of elders are doing everything they can do to try to save this knowledge, pass on the important stuff at least. But it's hard, and it's a race against time, because as these old guys and old ladies pass on, a lot of that knowledge will be lost.
Well, I know on July 15th you're offering us a tiny little insight into it. I think it's on at the Penrith Observatory?
That's right, yeah. It's Western Sydney Observatory near Penrith, yeah.
Well, we'll make sure there's a link up to more information on the 2SER.com website. Ray, thanks so much for your
That's
chat
great.
This morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was Professor Ray Norris talking about his event, Living Traditions of Aboriginal Astronomy and Navigation. As I said, we will have a link up on the 2SER.com website, but you can check out nadoc.org.au and find out some more details if you're interested in going along.